Welcome back to Missouri Legislative Update. We are in the Bingham Gallery next door to the Missouri Senate Chamber and talking with Senator Mike Parson from Bolivar. This year, Senator, a repeat of sorts, as it were, in terms of bonding. We talked a lot about bonding issues and state buildings and the Capitol last year, and we're seeing this brought back this year in Senate Concurrent Resolutions 8 and 9. Walk us through what's taken us to this point.
Well, I think you got to remember last year, it was one of the major efforts last year was to raise the bonding caps in the state. And it's been over a decade since we've done that here in the state of Missouri. So needless to say, we fell quite a bit behind on trying to get issues done as far as deferred maintenance goes in the state and just some fundamental things that we need to take care of in the state. But the big issue was raising the caps. And as you well know, those caps that we did, there was $200 million in there for community colleges and four-year colleges, and there was $200 million in there for state buildings. And there was also $200 million in there for the Fulton Hospital project. So that equates to the $600 million that was in there. And it's been about a year and a half process trying to form the project list to try to fine-tune them and to try to make sure that the needs were met. One, if there was a need. The second thing we were looking at is we were looking at safety issues. The third thing we were looking at was longevity. Does it really meet the longevity of a bond? And the fourth thing was, does it have an economic value to the state? So, for example, state parks. You got like 18 million visitors a year that come into the state of Missouri. So, those are some of the things we looked at to get to the bonding bill. But really, putting the list together, the bonding list, and trying to make sure everybody's on board and make sure there wasn't pet projects out there, per se, was a difficult challenge, and like I said, it was a year and a half project.
That can be that way, especially when, like in those years we saw a few years ago when the budget picture was really good in Missouri, suddenly everybody comes to the Appropriations Committee and says, hey, I have this idea. Similar situation, people hear that there's the potential for some spending and they come through, and that's where your job comes in and the job of the rest of the Senate trying to determine which of these projects is valuable, viable for the whole state, not just those asking for it.
Right, and then you had to do that. You had to prioritize which ones was more important, which ones that you really need. And I think there's no question that we kept coming back to the state capitol. One of the landmark buildings of our state, to say the least. But it's something, unfortunately, a little bit with term limits. We kept putting that off and putting that off, and now you've got major structure damage, or sure could be major structural damages underneath the Capitol. And those things have got to be taken care of. And when we get elected to serve up here, it's our job to take care of these facilities because everybody before us has done their part. And that's just a nonpartisan issue. That's something we just need to do.
When you talk about the schools, you talk about the colleges, and those, again, it goes to the heart of the need in terms of this isn't fancy fountains in front of a school just to put them. These are classrooms and things that are going to be used by a lot of people and value, again, to talk about value for years to come.
Well, there's no question the next generation that's going to be coming out of our education institutions, math and science is going to play an important role in that. And to have lab spaces in our university that's over 20 years old, it's not even updated to today's standards, or In many cases, it's some of the buildings are not ADA standards. Fire escapes are not quite as safe as they should be. And frankly, it's the kind of things that it's difficult to raise money for. If you want to build a new sports stadium, it's much easier to raise money for. If you're going to put a new building, and somebody's going to get their name on it or something, it's much easier. But if you're going to put a new roof on a major building, not everybody wants to donate money to you. And again, I think that's our reason to do that. And there's just a lot of projects around the state. A lot of our mental health facilities need to be upgraded for safety issues, security doors, security systems, not as much for just for the safety of the people that's inside those facilities. And again, it's the universities. I think we all feel like for myself that's had two kids that went through college, some grandkids coming along, I want them to feel safe when they go to university, and if that means putting up lights and different things to make that, I think those are things that we needed to do, and that's why, fortunately, we passed both those resolutions last week, and they're on to the House.
You're talking about Fulton State Hospital. Again, when I hear about that, I think back to a few years ago when the decision was made to move from the old Missouri State Penitentiary. That was the oldest continuously used penitentiary west of the Mississippi. Similar situation with Fulton State Hospital, where talk about old building and something that needs to be taken care of.
When you take the mental health segment of our society, unfortunately, is one of those times, you know, if you're not in that arena, if you're not affected by it, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. But those are real people that have to be dealt with. And the old Fulton Hospital, as you're referring to, is over 100 years old. It's not been updated for a long, long time to speak of. It has the highest workers' comp rate in the state of Missouri, above the prisons, above the highway patrol, above any other the state mental hospital does. So if it's got that high of workers' comp rate in there, imagine what it's like for patients. Your employees can get to report that all the time, or you'd know that something happened. But for the people that are actually in that facility, many, many times things will go unreported because you can't see down a hallway, because you can't observe that facility for security reasons. And it's just so outdated for today's times. And the small things we don't think about, but in the kitchen area, no air conditioning.
In the remaining minute, where is SCR 8 and 9 go after the house? And is this something that goes to a vote of the people?
No. Most of these projects are ready to go. They are projects that are ready, shovel-ready projects, as we say. We've been working with the second floor through the governor's office, trying to make sure everybody's on the same page. So I would assume when we go down to the house side of it, I would hope they would keep the projects pretty close to what they are. I expect there to be changes in it, but for the most part, I would expect them to proceed forward and get this thing done that's well needed, and it's time we do it.
Again, it's SCR 8 and 9 on its way to the House, and from there, as the Senator said, a lot of these projects that have been a long time in coming may finally see some results. We come back in a few more minutes on Missouri Legislative Update.